ABC Radio Australia.
There are fears seasonal workers in Australia who want to return home to Vanuatu to be with their families during the coronavirus pandemic are being dissuaded from leaving by their employers. The Australian government says seasonal workers must be allowed to return home if they want to. Relatives of one Ni Vanuatu man working on a farm in the state of New South Wales says that he had a ticket to fly home over the weekend, but they say his contractor told him he could be stuck in Sydney without accommodation or food, and he was then denied transportation to the airport. Liam Fox reports.
There are around 7,000 Pacific Islanders working on farms around Australia under the seasonal worker scheme. Last week, as the global coronavirus pandemic continued to intensify, the Vanuatu government announced it would be suspending its participation in the scheme and that no new workers would be recruited. Those already in Australia are allowed to stay and keep working. In Australia, the focus has been on how the nation's $60 billion agriculture industry will retain the foreign workers it needs to plant, pick and pack fresh produce during the crisis. The government has said it's considering allowing the workers to extend their visas, and an announcement is expected soon. But what about those who want to go home?
Some of the seasonal workers want to return home during this time, and there's been a lot of miscommunication going on between labour hire companies, contractors, and what's in the general media.
Dr. Chelsea Bond is a university academic who has family connections to Ni Vanuatu workers currently in Australia. She says a number of them working on farms around Griffith in New South Wales want to return home to be with their families as the coronavirus pandemic worsens. But Dr. Bond says they've been fed misinformation by their Australian contractors to dissuade them from leaving.
Such as they'll be fined for breaching their contract. They were told that there were no flights. They were told that if they got to Sydney anyway, they would be quarantined for 14 days and they wouldn't be able to leave, and that they would have to find their own accommodation during that time and food, that they would be stranded.
Dr. Bond paid for a plane ticket to fly one of them back to Port Vila last Saturday, but
the contractor who was meant to escort one of the workers to the airport did not provide that transport, so he got stranded and is still stuck here, unable to return home.
None of the men who wish to return to Vanuatu want to be identified or speak publicly for fear of endangering their ability to work. Pacific Beat has spoken to the wife of one of them. She also did not want to be identified or interviewed, but did say her husband felt he and his family would be safer with him at home. He told her he wanted to end his life because he could not be with them. The Department of Education, Skills and Employment oversees Australia's Seasonal Workers Program. In a statement, it says, if a seasonal worker chooses to return to their home country, even if this is earlier than their intended departure date, they must be allowed to do so and be assisted by the approved employer. In light of the coronavirus pandemic, the department has asked employers to ensure they are being considerate of the workers' concerns and to provide them with the support and reassurance they need. It wouldn't comment on specific cases, but says workers with concerns should contact the department and their privacy will be protected. Pacific Beat has also sought comment from Vanuatu's Labor Commissioner and the National Disaster Management Office, which is handling the response to the coronavirus threat, but there's been no response. Air Vanuatu has now suspended all international flights. The NDMO's spokesman, Russell Tamata, has told local media that more than 100 Ni Vanuatu citizens, including workers in Australia and students in Fiji, will be repatriated on flights being organised by the Vanuatu government. No specific details have yet been released. Dr. Bond hopes help arrives fast.
A lot of the responses has been from Australian citizens assuring that the seasonal workers can get their visas extended, but they're not wanting an extension on the visa. They just want to go home to their loved ones and be safe.